Emanating live from the playback head of your cassette deck, this is the DX Audio Service.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1999. This is issue number 171, and I'm your editor in the Sheetrock Announce Booth, Fred Fobey, with your DX Audio Service. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to me at 706 Mackenzie Drive. That's Mackenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609. The members action line for members only is 419-224-1609. And if you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. The National Radio Club's webpage is also at www.nrcdxas.org. Well, I've got a lot of information to pass on this edition of the DX Audio Service from the National Association of Broadcasters Convention and other things. So let's get into the magazine on this June edition.
This is the DX Audio Service.
This is the AM Switch. To contribute to this column, send your information to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Now, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. This month, our reference number is 456, and it begins, as always, with call letter changes. 550 KOY, Phoenix, Arizona. Another one of the old line three-letter calls disappears from the AM band. They'll change to KGME. 730 WBUB in Charleston, South Carolina becomes WGSE as that call moves up the dial just a bit, because on 740 WMXG in Barnwell, South Carolina becomes WBUB. 920 KGHO, Olympia, Washington becomes KAYO. 930 KBFW in Bellingham, Washington, changing to KIXT. 1000 WJBW, Jupiter, Florida, becomes WBDE. On 1100 WYKR, Wells River, Vermont, changing to WTWN. 1190 KORG, Anaheim, California, changes back to KEZY. 1260 WWDC, Washington, D.C., becomes WGAY. On 1280 KRRF, Denver, Colorado, changing to KXKL. On 1300, a call that we gave you incorrectly last month. We had the call switched. Here is the correct information. On 1300, WPDJ in Huntington, Indiana, changes to WBZQ. 1380 WYNK, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, changes to WFMF. 1380 KBOP in Pleasanton, Texas, changes to KFNI. On 1490 KBVI in Boulder, Colorado, becomes KWAB. Also on 1490 KJET in Hoquiam, Washington, changing to KGHO. 1550 WMSK, Morganfield, Kentucky, changes to WYGS. 1570 WBUX in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, becomes WISP. And on 1680, the new expanded band station in Winter Garden, Florida, will be WTIR. Taking a look at applications, most of these are Canadian stations wanting to move to the FM band. 560 CJKL, Kirkland Lake, Ontario, wants to go to 101.5. On 900 CJBR, Rimouski, Quebec, wants to move to 89.1. 1240 CJRW, Summerside, Prince Edward Island, would like to move to 102.1. 1410 CKSL London, Ontario wants to move to 102.3. And on 1510 CKOT Tillsonburg, Ontario, wanting to move to 102.3. Another application of interest, this in our expanded band on 1660 WWRU in Elizabeth, New Jersey, would like to increase their nighttime power to 9,000 watts with a directional antenna and change their city of license to Jersey City, New Jersey. This represents the first challenge to the FCC's ruling that all expanded band stations can have no more than 1,000 watts at night and must have a non-directional antenna. This would have a four-tower directional system. It will be interesting to see how this plays out. One grant of interest on 670 WVNS in Claremont, Virginia, down in the Tidewater area, will go full-time by adding 200 watts at night. Their antenna will be U4, that's different patterns day and night, and it will be a two-site operation. The nighttime site will be co-located with the 1110 station. Moving on into otherness, on 730 KTRY in Bastrop, Louisiana, the FCC claims this license expired as a matter of law by being silent for more than 1 year and no longer shows the license in their database. However, this station is on the air. The station claims to know nothing about the expiration. This is interesting. There'll be more here, we're sure. 780 WZZX in Lineville, Alabama. This silent station has returned to the air. 810 WEDO in McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Silent for just a short period. They have returned. 890 WBAJ in Blythewood, South Carolina. We mentioned this station last month and called it Blytheville. So if you're keeping careful records, change Blytheville to Blythewood. 900 KALT Atlanta, Texas is silent. 910 WRKL New City, New York has returned to the air. 930 WLVF Haines City, Florida has returned to the air. 990 WERK Muncie, Indiana is temporarily silent pending a change of ownership. 1040 CJMS in St. Constant, Quebec. This new station is on the air with French programming. 1150 CKCY in Coolidge, Arizona has gone silent. 1210 WQLS Ozark, Alabama has returned to the air. 1230 WMAF Madison, Florida is silent. 1250 KBTC in Houston, Missouri station lost their tower. They are temporarily silent. 1260 KTUE in Tulia, Texas. Last month we told you about this long silent station finally returning to the air. However, somehow we moved Tulia to Oklahoma. It is still where it belongs, in Texas. On 1330, interesting note about WESR in Olney, Virginia, out on Virginia's eastern shore. Although this station is licensed to operate full-time, they sign off year-round at 6 p.m. 1350 KTIK in Nampa, Idaho. The construction permit for this station to move here from 1340 is now on the air. They are now on 1350 with 5,000 watts in the daytime, 600 watts at night, directional antenna at night. 1400 KKTL, brand new station in Casper, Wyoming, is now on the air. They took to the air on May the 10th. 1450 WDLK in Dadeville, Alabama has gone silent. 1490 KVLL Woodville, Texas is silent. 1550 WVAB Virginia Beach, Virginia. This on-again, off-again station is off-again. Also on 1550 KSVY Spokane, Washington. That license has been canceled and the call deleted. The station has been silent since 1996. And finally into the X-band on 1630 KNAX Clovis, California. Despite numerous reports from listeners of testing activity here, the station claims it will not be operational until the year 2000. And that wraps up our corner of the DX Audio Service for this month. In about 30 days, I'll see you with another big pile of stuff from the broadcast band. But right now, here's Johnny.
Here's the big boy with the big boy voice.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everybody. Today, we're going to finish our trip across the country with our radio dial cemented to 1570. We're going to venture across our southern border for a moment and also up into Canada, come to think of it very briefly. But everything you're going to hear in the next few minutes will come to you from 1570 on the dial. We're going to start in Mark Durenberger's backyard on the June 1999 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
AM 1570, KYCR, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And thank you for that one, Mark. And as we move into Iowa, I'm supposed to say, hi, this is John Bowker.
Hi, this is Eric Heft. When you're looking for the best in sports coverage in north central Iowa, tune in to KQWC in Webster City at 1570 on the AM dial. That's KQWC, your sports leader.
Okay, and down near the southern border of Iowa, almost into Missouri.
KMCD Fairfield.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.
Okay, and actually inside Missouri, down a suburb of Kansas City, KXAM 1570, KLAX Lexington, KXFM 92.5, KAYX Richmond. We've got a whole another hour on.
Hey, we were listening for KLEX, by the way. And halfway from Memphis to Little Rock along I-40.
Look at him. For KBRI, KQMC, and Brinkley, your country connection.
That's Brinkley, Arkansas.
Huge losses are reported on Wall Street. I'm Ken Miller with an ARN update.
Yeah, terrific news. Okay. This next one we got just after leaving San Antonio last September.
From atop the bluff of Grange, Texas, we're KVLG.
I wish you had that one a little better. KVLG, LaGrange, Texas. Now, growing up in Vermont, the most important city in the entire state of Texas was Del Rio, Texas. And why is that? Because they had one of the most reliable night signals in Vermont on the whole AM dial.
Rainey's Record Shop, XERF, Del Rio, Texas.
This is the most powerful commercial operation in the entire world today. XERF in Ciudad Acuña, Coahuila, Mexico, 1570, on your radio dial. Paul Kellinger speaking.
I wonder if you all remember Paul Kellinger as fondly as I do. And up just east of Dallas, Texas.
The pick of the dial at 1570. KPYK Terrell. Ladies and gentlemen, the golden age of radio.
Now, don't laugh. I used to listen to those programs.
You're in tune to KYBE 95.9 FM and KTAT 1570 AM, Frederick, Oklahoma.
And then tucked up in the northeast corner of Oklahoma is this progressive station, probably on the internet, too. Listen.
You're listening to Radio Eyes on Channel 8 Secondary Audio Channel and AM 1570 KMYZ Pryor, Tulsa.
Lots of fun is coming your way. So stay tuned. It's Just Kids on Radio Oz.
And we're going to go up into Kansas at this point.
We're your country. KNDY, Marysville.
Okay, and right down in the southeast corner of South Dakota...
America's best country, cozy country, KOSZ, Vermilion.
A surprise contributor in the Hurricane Andrew relief effort. I'm Steve Cumming on the Satellite News Network.
Okay, up into the Rocky Mountains we go next, about 10 miles south of the WWV transmitters.
KLOV, AM 1570, Loveland, Colorado. This is the day. It's the day before 4th of July. I was going to say Thanksgiving, but we're giving thanks.
Yeah, you're lost, man. Way out the Golden State, just east of Los Angeles.
It's the top of the hour. Time for a one-minute news update. Then back with more inspirational radio for the Inland Empire on AM 1570, KPRO, Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario.
Mutual News. The Whitewater Grand Jury in Washington has more questions for Betty Curry.
Okay, and as we approach the Golden Gate, the language predominance changes.
Radio Tigre.
This is KPEE, Salinas, the Radio Tigre.
CNN Radio Noticias, les informa María Asunción Guerrero.
And just south of Sacramento.
1670 AM, KPBR, Lodi, Stockton. 920 AM, KLOC, Ceres, Modesto.
And we're going to wrap up our 1570 tour on an island just to the northwest of the United States.
And we run right into the news time right now. The news is next from CHUB 1570 in the Nanaimo, CHBQ 1370, Parksville, Qualicum, with the news to three brought to you by the Monkey Tree Inn at the south end of First Avenue in Ladysmith.
And that closes our transcontinental tour at 1570, but wait, there's more. Let's see what we can find as we head back east with our radios cranked up one notch to 1580 on the AM dial. Now, it turns out that at 1580, there are no stations in the state of Washington and only one in Oregon. And that one, well, that's KGAL. And, of course, we taped that Lebanon, Oregon station back when they were still at 920 on the dial. So we don't have it at 1580. And we're going to start, therefore, our 1580 reverse trip out by the Los Angeles beaches in Santa Monica.
Now broadcasting with the maximum power of 50,000 watts, this is Radio Korea, AM 1580, KBLA, Santa Monica, Korean Broadcasting, Los Angeles.
And from the city most nearly at the geographic center of California,
Sports Radio with an attitude. The Fan. Sports Radio 1580 KTFN. Merced's number one fan.
And eastern to the Valley of the Sun. One, isn't it? KCWW in Tempe, Arizona. And if we continue along I-40 to the east.
And now back to more Radio Disney.
We really ought to work on our phonics.
Okay, let's drive straight north out of Albuquerque. Right through the Raton Pass into Colorado. 8497.
Alrighty, it's now 3 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. You are tuned to KWYD, Colorado Springs. Let's go ahead and look at the forecast.
And now we come east to the wheat fields and follow the Platte River.
All talk, AM 1580 is KAMI Cosette. If it happens in the world, you'll hear about it.
Around the world, around the clock, this is UPI News.
Let's drop down to the Sooner State next and hear from President Clinton, among others.
All right, you be well, you be safe, and by all means, try and weave in some fun, because otherwise, it's always something.
News talk for Oklahoma. This is KOKB, Blackwell, Ponca City.
At the beginning about this World Conference on Women.
I'm not going to touch that, I guess. Now, you know, they laughed at me in San Antonio at the NRC convention last September. I had trouble pronouncing this next city. It's spelled S-E-Q-U-I-N. How would you pronounce it?
Continuous local news, weather, and sports. Mornings on AM 1580, KWED, Seguin.
Seguin? We'll take a detour north up to Waco for a visit with the good doctor.
Central Texas, this is News Talk 1580, KRZI, Waco.
Chuck, this is Dr. Dell. How you doing, Chuck?
Hi, doctor.
Now, as you get down in the most southern part of the Lone Star State, once again, you have to search real hard to hear any English on the radio.
José Luis Villarreal. You're listening to KIRT 1580 AM, Mission McAllen, and Sandalia, from KIRT 1580 AM, Mission McAllen.
Actually, that's in Mission, as he did say Mission at the beginning. And almost on the Red River border with Oklahoma.
This is KTAF Gainesville. Hi, Burl McGee for Holiday Chevrolet in Winesboro. We don't use misleading gimmicks to sell cars and such because an honest low price speaks for itself at Holiday Chevrolet out on Highway 82 in Winesboro.
Here's a look at local news headlines from KGAF for a Friday. I'm Dee Blanton.
Okay, we're going to just keep heading east now along I-10.
KXCZ Lake Charles.
Okay, we're going to go north into Arkansas, right along the Oklahoma border.
Listening to the Super Gospel Radio Network, KFD at 1580, Van Buren, Fort Smith, and KPBI 1510 Greenwood, Christian Radio for Western Arkansas and Eastern Oklahoma, and welcome to all our listeners on Cable Channel 20 in Crawford County.
How about that? And on up into another college town, the University of Missouri at Columbia.
Oh, on the University of Missouri, this is 1580 KTGR Columbia, the Tiger.
Del Rio, Texas is gone. The remnants of Tropical Storm Charlie.
My goodness, we were just there a couple of minutes ago. And speaking of sports,
they're really going to have to battle back 10 points down against this defense, a defense they have not been able to move against.
Let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
You're listening to Northwest Missouri's Best, 1580 AM and 99.3 FM, KNIM Marysville.
That was a 37-second drive, 6 plays, 51 yards.
Okay, we're getting close to the Mississippi River now, and here's one from the Quad Cities.
The Quad Cities Christian Music Source, KBQC AM 1580 Davenport, KBQC FM 93.5 Bettendorf.
And our final stop this month finds us once again in a modest-sized city, well removed from the rest of the world.
A minute past two with Dick Tracy at the Voice of Northern Iowa, KCHA, AM and FM, Charles City. You've found the Super C Radio Network.
Northern Iowa's greatest hits, Super C Radio.
Gee, I wonder if that's the real Dick Tracy. No, somehow I don't think so. Anyway, we're going to continue this saga at 1580 on the radio dial next month, right here on the DX Audio Service. That'll be our midsummer edition in July, won't it? But this is the time of year to head for New Hampshire and to meet talent like Bruce Conte in Nashua and the DX Digest. Bruce?
Hello, Steve.
Hello, DXers, and welcome to the DX Digest for June 1999. More on what that was all about coming right up. First, here's another repeating announcement.
CBC Radio 1 has discontinued broadcasting on the 940 AM frequency. Our programming is now heard at 88.5 on the FM dial. CBC Radio 1 has discontinued broadcasting on the 940 AM frequency. Our programming is now heard at 88.5 on the FM dial.
CBM Montreal at 940 kilohertz on their last day of broadcasting, Friday, May 14th. They turned off the transmitter at midnight after running the repeating announcement over a 24-hour period about the move to 88.5 FM, which is CBME Montreal. Then they just pulled the plug without fanfare or celebrating the station's history. Prior to this, CBM ran a similar announcement interrupting regular CBC Radio 1 programming every 10 minutes. And that's it, marking the end of CBC broadcasting on AM in Montreal with both 690 and 940 dark. With CBM off, I've been hearing La Tropicu, XEQ Mexico, Radio Relo Cuba, and an unidentified religious broadcaster on 940. Here's a sample where you should be able to pick out of the muck a minute marker and double R Morse code ID from Radio Relo Cuba. Very weak, but there it was, the RR code ID from Cuba. The religious broadcaster is possibly WCPC Houston, Mississippi. Other possible targets on 940 with CBM off include two stations from Venezuela, Radio Punto Fijo and Radio Fe y Alegria. And from Miami, I believe I've heard WINZ with one-on-one sports during sunset before going to their night antenna pattern, but no positive ID yet. Reception of Latin American stations has been rather poor lately, most surprisingly from Cuba. Radio Rebelde, Radio Progreso, and Radio Relo stations were relatively easy targets throughout the past DX season, heard on just about every frequency from 550 to 970 kilohertz. But now the same stations have become difficult catches. It would be interesting to learn what changes in atmospheric conditions produced such a dramatic difference in reception. Speaking about atmospheric conditions and reception, check out this at 15 megahertz shortwave.
Boulder and Boulder and X7. Repeat from +163 in the Boulder and X7. Boulder K and Bucks at 0600 UT on 8 May. Repeat 2. Solar terrestrial conditions for the last 24 hours follow. Overall activity was low. The geomagnetic pattern was quiet and settled. The forecast for the next 24 hours follows. Solar activity will be low to moderate. The geomagnetic field will be quiet to unsettled.
At the tone, 7 hours, 19 minutes. Coordinated Universal Time.
At the tone, 7 hours, 19 minutes. Coordinated Universal Time.
What you just heard were WWV Colorado and WWVH Hawaii, coming in at essentially equal levels. The WWVH time announcement is by a woman, followed by a man with the time on WWV. This was caught while tuning in at 18 past the hour for the solar conditions and forecast. Now, what about that repeating announcement from the beginning of the program?
Hello, Steve.
This was heard on 1650 kilohertz in the Boston area and later heard relaying the National Weather Service. It was determined to be from Boston's Logan Airport testing a new TIS station. Thanks to Paul McDonough of the Boston Area DXers Radio Club, who provided the good recording of that rather unusual test. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73, and good DX.
Mark Dernberger on the road again, this time to Seattle in the great Pacific Northwest. What an interesting area to open up the radios to domestic clear channels. In most other places we've been, signals have poured in from all sides. But since Seattle's in the corner of the country, the signals generally appear from one direction. That makes the loop antenna a little less important. Secondly, it's obvious from the NRC nighttime coverage maps that the Seattle area is not the target for a lot of directional high-power stations. KGO, KFBK would be exceptions, so that you'd expect the other reliable signals to be delivered by the locals in Washington and Oregon. But the terrain around Seattle makes a great ground wave buffer, so even the closer clear channels deliver more sky wave than we might expect if we were listening, for example, in the Plain States. So let's begin our Seattle band scan with KFI, where we shouldn't have had much luck given co-channels in British Columbia and Montana, but there it was, booming through the night.
Our studio is on fire for your production.
Emotions run high at today's sentencing hearing in Nevada. I'm Vicki Moore with the 10 o'clock news on KFI Los Angeles. A full report from KFI's Chris Hill coming up.
I expect Richmond, British Columbia might have been off the air the night we tuned to 650. By the way, does anybody know what that beacon tone might be? If so, leave a message on the Musings line and share it with the rest of us listeners, will you please? Now, John Balker's favorite 660 station, the one with the weird antenna system. I guess it's not very effective since we were only about 50 miles away with our loop antenna.
KAPS, Mount Vernon.
And cranking the loop 90 degrees away from Mount Vernon gave us a 660 signal from 1,100 miles away.
Larry Boone, I am 660 KTNN, and head in line. It's 10 o'clock this evening. If you don't want to watch the show, come on, see if you don't want to run away. Listen, let me see.
As expected, KBOI was banging in like a local. DXers know a signal strength can be measured sometimes by the quieting in the audio. So listen to KBOI's dead air to get an idea of just how strong that signal was, as it appeared in room 712 of the Seattle Hilton.
News Talk 670, KBOI, Boise, Nampa, Caldwell.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Fox. Hundreds of mourners gathered at a church in Casper, Wyoming to remember Matthew Shepard.
Early morning listening can be just as productive as the after-hours vigils.
macOS 8.5 will be available this Saturday.
This is the Total Morning Show. You've got it on the KNBR Morning Show on KNBR 68 San Francisco. The sports leader.
The KNBR Morning Show, where we feature the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, who's on his way to the Bay Bridge.
In Seattle, you forget about 700 or 720 because they're first adjacent channels to Cairo.
Take care of yourselves. Do good. Be good, because in goodness there is God, and in God there is goodness. You can do anything you want if you walk in the light. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
This is the home of your Seahawks. Seahawks Radio 710 KIRO Seattle.
I'm Carol Zimmer at Yankee Stadium. In just about an hour, the New York Yankees and the San Diego Padres will play ball in the first game of the 1998 World Series.
From across the mighty Columbia River comes this killer signal on 750.
All right, this is the John and Ken Show.
XL, Portland, Vancouver, Salem. We're on it.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. The Middle East Netanyahu-Arafat summit is expected to pick up steam over the weekend after the Jewish Sabbath and as President Clinton gets more directly involved.
770 is a local in Seattle.
Jack Briggs has sports. Pam Dawkins is at the editor's desk. It's coming up on the top of the hour. Non-stop news, 24 hours a day. This is the news station.
You get business updates every 10 minutes on the Fonz, exclusively on the business station, 770 KNWX Seattle, and Entercom station.
It's 7 o'clock. AP Network News, I'm Adrienne Mattel.
Though only at 5,000 watts nighttime, they pretty much wipe out 760 and 780. And that moves us to 8:10.
I'm not going to be in tomorrow because we got football. But I'll be with you next week, Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 p.m. From now until then, please think for yourself and stay connected to everybody else.
Take care. News Talk 8:10. Arbitron says we're the most listened to radio station in the Bay Area. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
News. I'm Gil Fox. Game one went to the New York Yankees.
Well, I told you Seattle reception was a bit iffy. If you notice those sidebands, that splatter creeping in there, that was from an adjacent station in Seattle on 820.
Focus on the Family weekdays at 7 a.m., 2 p.m., and 9 p.m. AM 820, KGNW, Burien, Seattle. The talk of the sound.
It's 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, and the following program is sponsored by Leading the Way Ministries.
Nehemiah was addicted to giving.
One of the more distant signals we heard in Seattle was that old, reliable flamethrower from the Rockies.
74 years of broadcast history continues now on the 50,000 watt Voice of the West News Radio 850 KOA.
48 degrees in Denver from Colorado's 24-hour newsroom. I'm Jim Williams, 10 o'clock at News Radio 850 KOA.
Not sure why we didn't pick out Tacoma in there on 850. Either our loop pickup was really doing well or KHHO was doing that poorly. I'm not sure. But gee whiz, just up the road at 870, we had no trouble copying the Pasco station.
Die hard. Listen to your hood.
KSLD, Pasco, Richland, Kennewick.
With only 250 watts. Or was it possible on Pasco's signal the op hadn't gotten around to dropping to nighttime power? Guess we'll never know about that one. Kind of strange, though, with 880, a local right next door.
AM 880, KIXI. Seattle,
Tacoma. Good name. Dave Winkert reminiscing with you. Playing these and so many more great original hits. Everybody, Somebody's Fool, Love Is Isn't, A Many Splendid Thing, I Say a Little Prayer, Hear the Four Preps.
Well, 880 did wipe out 890, so go figure why we were able to do 870. And that takes us up to 1,000.
Husky Jog is an exclusive presentation of Como Radio Sports. Follow the dogs all season long here on Como News Talk 1000, Seattle's news, traffic, and weather station, and the home of the $10,000 Dog Day. Weekday mornings at 7:20. News Talk 1000, KOMO, Seattle's news, traffic, and weather station.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Hart.
There are those who would argue whether that's a legal station break. I guess we'll have to turn to our learned colleague, Dr. John Bowker, for his judgment.
Jim Brickman, picture this. On 1030 KMAS Shelton, Mason County's Husky football station. And now it's time for Paul Harvey News.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
That's 1030 by day. Here's 1030 after dark.
Talk about a defensive standout in tonight's game for the Cowboys. It's about 10 seconds now. For station identification, you're listening to the Wyoming Football Cowboys Sports Network.
Boy, that was real bad, considering that the major lobe from Casper is headed toward Seattle. But I guess we're not that far away from the co-channel station in Shelton. Anyway, moving ahead, and this is probably not a fair observation, but it seems to the casual visitor to Seattle that it's raining all the time. Wonder what it's like elsewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
Rain turning to showers tonight with lows near 40. I'm Jody Walker. That's our commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hot Talk 1080. Hot Talk. KOTK.
4 o'clock.
CNN Radio News. I'm Stan Case. An October surprise from the Federal Reserve Board, the Central Bank...
And that's part one of our Seattle, Washington Clear Channel band scan. Signals recorded last fall during the NAB radio show. This is Mark Dernberger hanging out with radios from coast to coast. We'll be back in Seattle next month to finish this two-parter. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, guys, for those great reports, and it's great to be back here in the Sheetrock announce booth finally. Call it spring confusion with all the things going on at the DX Audio Service and DX News, but I think we have things pretty well sorted out with editors and convention information and also get-togethers and all kinds of stuff. So let me take some time here before we flip over to Side 2 to kind of fill you in. My schedule is finally back to normal after the National Association of Broadcasters trip and a few more weeks of flu-like sickness. Computer problems, construction problems still pending here at the home and studio. And then 25 hours a week overtime at the TV station for the last couple of weeks. So if you've tried to reach me via telephone, please bear with me. The fastest way to get a reply is email or letter unless you can call between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time during the weekdays. And sometimes you can catch me in on the weekends if I'm not mowing the grass or doing some stuff outside. If I am out of town, I don't return calls until I'm back into town, since the long-distance rates are really obscene at the hotels, and I just don't have access to my DX Audio Service ledger and also the membership roster. Now let's see if we can get some things unconfused, if there is such a word. Remember several issues back when we mentioned that we needed some editors. We kept calling for a new formats editor in the past, Paul Mott had already been appointed as such. On the other hand, in exchanging information with former formats editor Tony Fitzherbert, Paul discovered that Tony and he had, in fact and indeed, been forced to shift priorities in their life. Well, to make a long story short, Tony will resume as formats editor, and Paul will retire after his brief editorial stint to take care of business. So please direct all future formats information to Tony Fitzherbert, and you can send it via email at akftrain, that's A-K-F-T-R-A-I-N, at AOL.com, or you can send it to Tony Fitzherbert, F-I-T-Z-H-E-R-B-E-R-T, at 356 Jackman Avenue, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06432-1728. If a radio station changes its format, does something a little bit out of the ordinary, you might want to drop Tony a card or a letter and just let him know. Now, we still are searching for a Targets DX editor. Really, we're not kidding you this time, and we haven't screwed this one up. That position is open, and if you'd like to be considered for a position as the Targets DX editor, please contact Paul Swearingen at the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Paul Swearingen's email address is plsbcbdxer@aol.com, or you can write to Paul Swearingen, Swearingen, at 2840 Southeast Illinois Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 66605-1427. His telephone number is area code 785-266-5707. But please call at a reasonable early time of the evening and prepaid, please. Now the search is over for our Courtesy Programs Committee person. That's the CPC chairperson, Blaine Thompson of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And yes, he is affiliated with 1190 WoWo, has consented to succeed Bill Hale for the next season. And thanks to Bill for reviving the CPC over the past two seasons with some very timely scheduling of tests. On our next edition of the DX Audio Service, we'll have some more information on the CPC, but if you'd like to send some information to Blaine, you can send it care of the DX Audio Service. What Blaine needs are stamps for letters, donations of stamps, and also some suggestions of stations that you think would be interesting to have test at the wee hours of the morning. The Worldwide TV FM DX Association, WFDA, or the WTFDA, informs us that their convention hotel site has been changed. So we'll pass along this information. The WTFDA's 1999 convention will be held July the 16th through the 18th in Northwest Jersey. Rick Shafton will welcome DXers to his well-equipped DX outpost located less than an hour from Newark Airport. For accommodation, Rick recommends the Days in Ledgewood, that's L-E-D-G-E-W-O-O-D, at 1691 Route 46 West, Ledgewood, New Jersey, 07852. Rates start at $69. There is no special club discount. Make reservations by calling the hotel at area code 973-448-1100 or via credit card via their secure website. Convention registration, which includes food and beverage, will be $25. For more information, you can email Rick at Shafton, that's S-H-A-F-T-A-N, at ptd.net. A couple of gatherings coming up next month. Robert Pote forwarded information about the Indiana Historical Radio Society and Antique Wireless Association's 28th Annual Regional Spring Fling Radio Festival. Are you saying that in one breath, Potter? That's going to be June the 3rd through the 5th, which includes a flea market seminar, or I should say flea markets, seminars, contests, and two auctions. Registration is $10, and vendor spaces are extra. You can call Bob Ofriel, that's O'Friel, at area code 317-849-4028, or Alex Whitaker, W-H-I-T-A-K-E-R, at 317-535-4174, after 6 p.m. for more information. Also in the near future is ODXA's. That's the Ontario DX Association's Radio Fest 1999. It's coming up September the 24th through the 26th in Oakville, Ontario, which includes the usual fun and interesting activities, plus tables of used equipment for sale. For more information on Radio Fest, you can look at their webpage at www.durhamradio, that's durhamradio.com/ODXA, and that will give you some more information. Or you can email them at odxa@compuserve.com, or write to the Ontario DX Association at Post Office Box 161, Station A, Willowdale, that's W-I-L-L-O-W-D-A-L-E, Ontario, M2N5S8 in Canada. With various radio-related gatherings this summer, perhaps in your city, it would be a perfect opportunity for you to support the National Radio Club, not to mention the DX Audio Service, by helping Paul and me clean out our facilities. Yes, Paul would like to get a lot of sample DX News magazines out of his attic. I have a few tapes here that I can send. Now, please let us know at least 3 to 4 weeks in advance so we can send out those copies by inexpensive postal rates rather than priority mail or overnight mail. Several National Radio Club members have taken to heart Paul's call a couple of years ago for information pertaining on mailing times of DX News Magazine, and he recently received a list of mailing times from Robin Christoph, Welland, Ontario, some 25 miles northwest of Buffalo, New York. Perhaps some of the other members in Canada can use this information to compare their own delivery. Robin reports an average of 5 to 6 days delivery period from Kansas up to Ontario, with the usual slowdown starting around December and lasting through late January to the 9th to the 13th. Oddly, the November 2nd issue took 18 days to arrive, but the November 16th edition took only 4. And it sounds like he's got a little bit better mail service than we do down here in Ohio. Still, we have letters showing up some 30 to 45 days late at times, with no explanation from the post office. And oddly enough, every tape that we've tried to track has never been found in the postal system. Imagine that.
Ken Chatterton reports that the 19th edition of the National Radio Club AM log is completely sold out. There are no more copies available. However, if you are a blind member of the DX Audio Service and have a computer and wish to get the log on disc, those are still available. A few copies are still left by writing to the National Radio Club's Publication Center or contacting Ken Chatterton for more information at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661 in the USA. Well, that's about all on this side of the tape. We're going to flip it over to side two with more of the DX Audio Service, and we'll have information on the National Radio Club Convention, and you're not going to want to miss that. More of the DX Audio Service on side two.
Let's go. You're listening to the go-go sound of All-American Radio, KFWB, with music, fun, and entertainment. This is the pace of a modern America, a working America, a fun-loving America, and the combination is complete. You, the music, and KFWB. KFWB, Channel 98.